Good day to you all. This is Paige Estritori on behalf of Financial Services Online, bringing you the latest from the world of finance and insurance. Today being Wednesday, the 2nd of October 2024, we delve into the news and developments that impact both the consumers and businesses across Australia. Let's dive in. Starting off in New South Wales, insurance provider iCare prepares for a shakeup from the 8th of October following recommendations from the NSW Treasury Operational Expenditure Review. The report emphasizes a revamp required in governance, cultural norms, and overall accountability, all designed to streamline operations and decrease service costs by an attractive 5%. These efforts target $23 million in annual savings, likely affecting up to 130 jobs. In line with these, the State Insurance and Care Governance Act 2015 will be amended, and the role of the CEO will be revised, needing ministerial approval for appointments. Minister Sophie Kotsis stresses the requirement of transparency to regain public trust in light of these changes. Switching gears to the Australian Central Bank, predictions about a Reserve Bank of Australia rate cut sooner than expected have sparked discussions across the board. All four major Australian banking entities anticipate the cut by February 2025, a remarkable shift as seen with NAB revising its original May forecast. This move appears prompted by signs of an impending economic slowdown. Stakeholders anticipate potential impacts to the escalating property market and consumer expenditure patterns. It does appear increasingly vital for financial bodies to adapt speedily to these shifting economic indicators, a scene reminiscent of Federal Reserve's urgent policy modifications back in 2020. Now onto a complex incident highlighting nuances in trauma insurance. Clearview Life Assurance denied a claim from an individual severely injured in a horse riding accident due to insufficient evidence of a long-term disability. The patient is still in recovery from significant injury and surgery, but her orthopedic surgeon remains hopeful of recuperation within 2 years. The case provides a unique insight into the variables around trauma insurance claims and the hurdles faced when proving a permanent condition. Lastly today, a transformative wind is blowing across the insurance claims process. Industry expert Willem Pulling from IAG proposes that artificial intelligence could drastically overhaul how the industry operates within 5 years. With promising advancements trialed overseas, AI has the potential to revolutionize how we process event data, categorize claims, and detect fraud, ultimately streamlining processes and enhancing customer satisfaction. Pulling likens the looming AI revolution to the impact of earlier game changers, the internet and mobile phones. The integration of AI technologies in the insurance landscape is one we duly anticipate. And that's a wrap for today. This is Paige Estritori for Financial Services Online, capturing all your finance and insurance nuggets. For more information, please visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. Until next time, stay informed and stay secure.